Today is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, unrelated to anything, I know I told you guys that I bought the Microsoft Surface Duo. And I was thinking about it, and it was expensive. It is an expensive device, and I had the money in my kind of slush fund account. I'm not wealthy by any means, but I have an account where I just put a couple hundred dollars every paycheck in there, and it just kind of sits there, and I don't really use it for anything, and I had the money there, so, you know, I was like, oh, you know what, I'll try this out. And it is expensive. It is expensive, and I could have, for instance, I could have bought that new, not really new, I think it's like a year old now, but I could have bought the new mixer that Daniel has, the Rodecaster Pro, I think is what it's called. But I have three working mixers already. And even though I really wanted to try that, and I still could get it, you know, in a few weeks, I'll have money saved up again, but I don't know. It's like, man, this mixer that I'm using works fine, but that other mixer looks really cool. It's kind of like, ooh, shiny new toy. And I could sell things on eBay and then get, you know, like I could sell a mixer on eBay and then replace it. But I don't know. Anyway, regardless, I decided to buy this thing, you know, this Microsoft Surface Duo. And it's kind of, it's a foldable, but it's two different screens. They don't market it specifically as a phone, but it is a phone. I mean, you can put a SIM card in it and you can use it with, you know, with a carrier. But they describe it as kind of a computing device, and it folds up and the hardware is super nice. It's the hinges, it's like smooth, and you can put it in just about any position that you want and it stays there. It's not like it clicks into place. It's a very smooth hinge. And it is Android, so if you're an Apple person, you're not going to like Android. And there are some defects. There are some bugs. And Mark is like, why did you get that? You know, why didn't you just use the other phone that you've got that you've never used? Which is a valid point, by the way. He's not wrong. But I've been thinking about it and feeling like, oh, should I have bought it? And you know what? I'm going to say yes. I really like trying new technology in general. Like when it comes to home automation, I'm generally one of the first people to try stuff out. I mean, I've been automating my home for, I don't know, 10 years now, probably. I started by buying like the big, huge plug-in things. In fact, back in the day, before they even had all these companies that do the internet connected everything, there was a company, and I don't even remember the name of the company, but there was a company that literally sold? They literally sold these plugs they shipped a remote control with them. And it was basically like a radio controlled or an RF or something like that controlled switch. You would have one that had an antenna on it. And then it would broadcast to all the rest of them. And then you'd have a switch and you could carry it around or put it on your keychain or something like that. And this was back when I lived in Texas, like, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago, like a long time. So before even these internet connected things came out, I was already doing this. I don't even know if this company still exists and I can't even remember the name. I have one of the old switches in a box somewhere around here because I do not get rid of technology. So anyway, bottom line is, like, I really enjoy trying out new technology. And I may complain a little bit occasionally, but I'm pretty forgiving of defects and little issues and stuff because, A, I'm a developer. I'm a product owner, but I'm a developer / QA. I used to be QA. I was a test automation engineer. I'm in the tech field. I understand that software can be buggy and that it takes a lot of work to make software not buggy and also to get, you know, to get rid of bugs. So you're never going to release anything to what we call production without some defects, without some issues. You know, it's always going to happen. It's never going to be perfect. And there are all kinds of arguments for this, you know, this device. The reviews are basically, it's too buggy and costs too much for most people to get it. And you know what? It is fairly expensive, and there are some bugs. But I'm loving it. Like, I'm loving the form factor. I'm loving having two screens. It's just the right size. If I do decide to read a Kindle book, you can treat it just like a book. And I don't really use the phone all that much, but I like the fact that with one device that I can carry around kind of like a laptop. It's not as big as a laptop, but I mean, one device I can carry around with two screens, et cetera, et cetera. Also has the ability to put a SIM card and I can accept calls. I like all of that. The screens are really pretty and nice looking and, you know, really bright. And the speaker is good. I mean, it's not a fantastic speaker, but I mean, to listen to a podcast, it's fine. I don't really like the USB-C only. I really prefer to have a headphone jack on a device, but like none of the new devices have headphone jacks anymore. After Apple decided that they were getting rid of the headphone jacks, and then Samsung followed them, like all the phones and all the devices are getting rid of headphone jacks. I hate it because you have to have a special adapter. And then if you want to charge and listen to something at the same time, you need even another different kind of adapter that allows you to do power and headphones at the same time, which I don't have. And I like to go to sleep at night watching YouTube or whatever, and I can't put my headphones in and charge the device at the same time. So that becomes a little bit. But that's not specific to this device. That's just any new device, any new phone or whatever, don't have headphone jacks. So bottom line is, I just want to say, I am glad that I purchased it. I don't know that I would recommend it to someone who expects everything to be perfect and who is really just looking at their, you know, to get their next phone. But if you're a technology enthusiast and you want to try a new device and you're willing to accept a few flaws, but a really good, really cool, like sexy design that feels really good in your hand and like a really new experience having these dual screens and everything, I'm really enjoying it a lot. And I'm not unhappy that I bought it. And I am using it as my phone for now. I do have another phone that I, you know, I could use that I've never used. Or I could sell it. I've got the OnePlus 7 Pro from last year. I bought it last year and I never stopped using my Note. I kept the OnePlus pretty much in the box. So I could sell it, I guess. I could just like put it up on eBay for a couple hundred bucks and get some money. But when I decided to buy the Surface Duo, I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to make that my phone. And so there you go. That's my review for anyone who wanted it. And I feel like they will release some software updates. Microsoft is working with Google on this. And so I feel like as people start reporting different things that are going wrong, they will be making updates to fix the little, you know, pestery things that are happening. And I'm excited to get those updates and, you know, keep trying it out. So anyway, I'm happy with my purchase. So what's been going on? Work the past couple of days. I don't know if any, and I know as you move up the ladder in your various companies, like meetings become like a really big thing. And as someone who was doing development / QA work, you know, I wasn't in a position where I had just back-to-back meetings. But now that I'm a product owner, I'm not managing anyone, but it is more of a meet with customers, meet with managers, meet with, you know, development teams and make sure they're delivering the features that you need to have delivered and have demos and like all this stuff that you got to do. And so, the past couple of days, so basically what I'm saying is my number of meetings is going up. And yesterday, and I think I talked about this already, but I had 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. I had 4 1-hour meetings back to back to back. Today, I had 1 to 1:30, 1:30 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, and 4 to 5. So all the way after lunch, my entire afternoon after lunch was just meetings. Ugh. Oh my God. Like, I am so tired of meetings. Like, if I never have to be on another Zoom call, I will, you know, I don't know what I'll do, but I'd be a happy man. Because, I get so sick of meetings. Other than that, last night, we worked out. Daniel said, so when I met with Daniel, I had a Zoom meeting with Daniel on Monday to record our Lower Decks recap. And he was saying, Adam, you talk about working out so much, and you don't have to work out if you hate it. Just make sure your diet is correct, and you'll, you know, working out is only 10% of losing weight. And I agree, and I told him I agree with that. And I know I'm not going to lose weight from working out. Like, that is not the point. I'm just like, you know, I feel like we need to keep working out to stay as healthy as possible. And as you get older, you need to maintain your balance. And, you know, people fall and break a hip and all kinds of stuff. So I don't want to stop working out, even though I absolutely cannot stand it. But I know that in order to lose weight and get back to the size that I want to be, I really am going to have to work on my diet again. But I just haven't been able to muster up the willpower to go back on any sort of diet or meal plan or whatever you want to say. So anyway, so yesterday I also recorded Throwing Down with Joe Batanz. You guys should, you know, subscribe to that. You have to be a Patreon member, but the smallest Patreon member for Afterthought Media. And that was a lot of fun. And then Mark and I, we picked up food at Popeyes because after all of that, I was so tired. I could not cook. And and then we only had about an hour TV time. And then it was time to go to bed. And luckily tonight I have nothing. After I record this, I will be working out and I will cook dinner. But no podcasts other than this, no meetings, no nothing like that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.